我们今天的读经是从《使徒行传》第二章四十一到四十八节。
The scripture for today is from Acts 2, verses 41 through 48.
请大家起立。
Please all right.
中英文一同来读。
Let's read in English or Chinese.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训。彼此交接拨饼祷祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。这是神的话。
This is word from God.
圣灵对众教会所说的话，凡有耳可听的都应当听。
Those with listening ears shall hear the word from God.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
我们感谢神带领陈世清牧师来到我们当中。
Praise God for bringing Pastor Ting to us.
在这个周末昨天陈牧师已经为我们带领我们两堂的灵命塑造的讲座。
So yesterday, Pastor Ting brought us two messages.
陈牧师曾经是神学院的教授。
Pastor Ting was a professor at a seminary.
曾经是教会的牧师。
And was a pastor.
也曾经是福音机构的领导。
Also was a leader at a gospel ministry.
所以最近的十年韩牧师陈牧师一直在香港的华福担任总干事，所以跑遍全球各地的华人教会。
Over the past 10 years, Pastor Ting has been the general ministry of COWAY, located at Hong Kong, and he has traveled around the world.
所以我们感谢神让我们有机会听陈牧师来为我们分享神的话语。
Thank God for this opportunity to receive the message from Pastor Ting.
再次欢迎陈牧师。
Welcome again, Pastor Ting.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
圣经说这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要欢喜快乐。
The Bible says this is the day predestined by God, so we should rejoice today.
Yeah, in fact, it's the day that the Lord has made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. 这是一个兴奋的日子啊。
This is an exciting day.
因为我们不单有机会在这一个所谓的疫情当中回到教会实体的来敬拜我们的主。
Since we not only have this chance to come to church in person to worship God,
而且我们有机会能够今天一同来用饼和杯纪念耶稣基督的爱。
But also to remember the love from Jesus Christ with bread and cup.
也在这一个长周末的时间，我们有机会大家相聚，一同来从上帝的话语学习，怎么样活出一个扎实的门徒的生命。
And also to meet together on this long weekend and to learn how to live a solid life.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的主题是建造全面健康成长的教会。
So the topic of the message today is to build a healthy and growing church.
很多时候华人教会像昨天我所说的，我们很注重 ABC。
So Chinese churches tend to focus on ABC, as I shared yesterday.
我们注重人数。
We focus on the number of attendants.
我们注重建筑。
The building.
我们也注重钱。
And money.
So attendance, building, and cash 成为了一般华人教会很在乎的东西。
So these three things have been valued by a lot of Christian Chinese churches.
当然这三样并不是错。
These are not wrong.
但是我们要回到圣经的原则来思想教会的本质。
But let's come back to the biblical truth to think about the essence of church.
上帝的心意是要教会能够健康。
God's will is for churches to be healthy.
我们这边很多做父母的。
We have a lot of parents here.
孩子成长的过程。
So as a child grows up,
最关键的不是他长得够不够肥、够不胖、够不够高、够不够大。
The key is not how big or how tall.They are.
同意吗？最重要的是我们的孩子要怎么健康。
But the key is how healthy they are.
他可能看起来很大。
They might look big.
但他小小已经是一身都是病了。
But they are troubled by illness.
就像今天我们看到一个，你看我这个样子。
As you look at me.
我看起来还不错了哈。
I look good, right?
Quite well built, I think. Quite.看起来还是 fit.
I still look fit.
But am I really healthy? I'm not sure.
但我真的健康吗？我也不知道。
我肯定有三高，你知道吗？
My blood sugar is such a high.
所以很多时候，这个外在的一个条件呢，不是说不好。
So the outlook, the conditions, are not the key.
更重要的是健康。
And what matters is health.
是上帝要教会能够健康。
The Bible recommends churches to be healthy.
那再过应该是两年，教会就庆祝四十周年。
In about 10 years, we're going to celebrate the 40th anniversary.
四十年。
40 years.
我们要问的不是我们教会不单只是成长了多少。
So the question to us is not how much we have grown as a church.
当然成长。很重要。
Growth is important.
但是健康更重要。
But health is even more important.
要能够成长的先决的条件是健康。
The precondition for growing is health.
所以我今天跟大家一同来思想刚才何牧师带领我们读的经文。
So let's think about the scripture that Pastor Ho has just read with us.
使徒行传第二章41-47节记载了教会的有形有体的开始。
So Acts chapter 2:41-47 recorded how a church started and grew.
这是整个教会的最先的开始的3000多人。
This is the earliest 3,000 people of the beginning of church.
我们要从这一群的人的身上来找出一个健康教会的蓝图。
We're going to find out a blueprint of how to build a healthy, growing church.
怎么样今天你和我能够让我们的 RCCC 能够健康的成长。
And think about how you and I can help RCCC grow healthily.
每一个人都有责任。
Each of us who are present here has responsibility.
教会健康的成长不单是何牧师的责任。
It's not only Pastor Ho's responsibility.
不能是崔牧师的责任。
Or Pastor Young's.
不能是执事们的责任。
Or the deacons.
是每一个弟兄姐妹的责任。
It's the responsibility of each of us brothers and sisters.
那我们从这段经文一同来学习。
So let's learn from the scripture.
怎么样建造全面健康成长的教会。
About how to build a healthy and growing church.
首先我们来看上帝的话语。
So let's look at God's word first.
41节给我们一点的背景。
Verse 41 gives us the background.
彼得讲道。
Peter said.
然后圣灵降临。
Then the Holy Spirit came.
3000多人悔改相信耶稣基督。
About 3,000 souls repented and believed in Jesus Christ.
这些初信的基督徒。
These beginning believers.
后面所记载的是非常关键。
What was recorded afterwards was the key.
提出了今天你和我怎么样来一同建造健康成长的教会。
It proposed how to build a growing and healthy church.
42节。
Verse 42.
圣经说他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
那这边我们要稍微做一点分析，使徒的教训。
Let's elaborate a little bit here. What's apostles' teaching?
那这一边广义来说，就是有关于使徒们 所传讲的信息。
Broadly speaking, apostles' teaching means the message that the apostles shared.
但是其实有一个更重要的意思。
But the essence is
就是指上帝的话。
God's word.
使徒的教训就是强调上帝的话。
The apostles' teaching emphasized God's word.
所以这边告诉我们第一个重要的要求。
So the first key principle is
要建造全面健康成长的教会。
In order to build a growing and healthy church,
第一
firstly,
向下扎根。
Root downside.
向下扎根。
Root downside.
强调什么呢？
What does it stress?
忠心坚守上帝的话语。
We should hold fast to God's word.
要向下扎根。
Root downside.
这一批刚信耶稣基督的3000多位的基督徒。
These believers, these 3,000 beginning believers.
圣经说他们恒心遵守上帝的话语。
The Bible said they devoted themselves to God's word.
那么特别强调恒心遵守。
So the, it emphasized devoting.
当然在英文的话用 devoted, okay, 用这个所谓的忠心的委身的意思。
And to commit to something, faithfully.
在原来的文字里面有更重要的一个含义。
But in the original words, it has a deeper meaning.
我们的中文把它翻了出来。
The Chinese version translated into this way.
遵守。
To obey?
Yes, you're right. Right on. 遵守。
To obey.
这是原来的文字里头所要强调的重点。
This is the key that is being carried through the original words.
这个跟耶稣基督给的大使命相同的意义。
This is synonymous with the Great Commission from Jesus Christ.
还记得马太福音第28章18到20节的经文吗？
Remember Matthew?
Yes, Matthew.
Matthew chapter 28.
Matthew 28:18-20. 那边耶稣清清楚楚的说嘛，还记得吗？
So Jesus said clearly.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All the powers and mights has come to me.
所以你们要去。
So go.
使万民做我的门徒。
And to make disciples of all people.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.
然后耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
凡我所吩咐你们的。
All those I have taught you.
都教训他们遵守。
Teach them to obey.
耶稣没有说都教训他们。
God didn't say teach them.
很多时候我们没有抓到耶稣的重点。耶稣没有说教训他们，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们。耶稣不是这样讲。
A lot of times we miss the point. We thought Jesus just told us to teach them.
耶稣说教训他们遵守。
Instead, Jesus said, "Teach them to obey."
这初期的教会的第一批的基督徒。
So the first 3,000 believers.
圣经说他们恒心遵守上帝的话。
At the early time of the church, they obeyed God's word faithfully.
这句话呢，恒心遵守使徒的教训呢，有另外一个含义。
Obeying the apostles' teaching has another layer meaning.
就是表明他们以上帝的话为他们生活的最高的行事为人的标准和准则。
Which is to uplift God's word as the highest principle of life.
他们不但重视上帝的话。
They not only value God's word.
而且他们拥抱上帝的话 ,embrace, 拥抱上帝的话。
But also they embrace God's word.
然后他们去实践上帝的话。
And live out God's word.
请你注意一个圣经一个非常重要的信息。
Pay attention to this very important message from the Bible.
听到不会改变你的生命。
Hearing the message will not change your life.
注意啊。听到不会改变你的生命。
Hearing the message will not change your life.
但是我们华人教会很喜欢听到。
But many Chinese churches love to hear the message.
特别觉得这个讲演讲得不错了，那就来听听啊，听听啊，听，哇，听得很爽。
They will come and get an earful listening to if the speaker is interesting.
所以我发现在华人教会呢，有一些所谓的 fancy， 哦，某某牧师的 fancy。
They are fans of some pastors.
只要那个牧师讲，哦，一定去听哦。
They will go after those pastors who they like.
请你记得，听到是一件好事。
Well, remember this. It's good to hear the messages.
但是听到不会改变你的生命。
But it will not change your life.
唯有行道才会改变你的生命。
Your life will be changed only if you live out the message.
从我们听见到我们落实，它的距离大概就18寸。
From hearing to acting, it's the distance is like 18 inches.
从头脑到心。
From brain, your brain to your heart.
但是它的差距18寸，但是你要用一生来去缩短那个距离。
But this distance need to be shortened throughout your life.
因为我们要不断的从明白知道上帝的话到遵行实践上帝的道，我们要一生的去操练。
Because we need our life, spend our lifetime to move from knowing to acting.
这是初期教会给我们一个很重要很重要的榜样。
This is a very good model that the early churches have set up.
那为什么要强调遵守上帝的话？
Why do they emphasize obeying God's word?
因为这是向下扎根的要求。
Because this is a requirement of growing deep, the downside.
我们用一点想象力，又讲想象力了。
Use your imagination.
初期的教会。
The early church.
他们的大环境是一个希罗的时代，就是希腊和罗马文化的接触的时代。
They lived in a time of the intersection between the Greek and Roman cultures.
Very good. 为难他了。那这个C罗结合的时代呢，里面有很多很奇形的价值观。
In this time of intersection, there were a lot of strange values.
而且是被扭曲的。
And twisted.
这些刚相信耶稣基督的门徒。
So these beginning believers.
怎么样在这个大主流里头去抗衡这些所谓的价值观？
How can we fight against the so-called mainstream values?
除非回到上帝的话。
Only if they could come back to God's word.
向下扎根。
To root downside.
教会要健康。
To be a healthy church.
每一个基督徒都要向下扎根。
Each believer needs to grow downside.
我们要很严肃地来看待上帝的话语。
We need to take God's word seriously.
我们个人要花时间来研读上帝的话。
And to spend time studying God's word.
我们要默想上帝的话。
To meditate on His word.
我们甚至要实践上帝的话。
And to act on His word.
不要单单听到。
Not only to receive the message.
更要行道。
But also to live it out.
听到满足你的属灵知识的欲望。
Hearing the message gratifies your need for the spiritual knowledge.
但是唯有行道才能够改变你的生命。
But your life will be changed only if you live out the message.
不要做一个外强中干的基督徒。
Don't be someone who has a false sense of strength.
我们知道很多。
We know a lot.
我们甚至可以讲。
We could even talk about it.
但是在现实的情况当中，一吹一摇，我们就 collapse， 我们就倒下来。
But we might collapse if we were shaken.
这是为什么耶稣说你听了我的道而不去遵行的，你的这一个基础根基就会倒塌，房子就会倒塌。
This is why Jesus said the how you as a house will collapse if you do not act on my word.
向下扎根
root downside
忠心遵守上帝的话语
and obey God's word faithfully
记得诗篇第一篇吗
remember Psalm chapter 1
很多基督徒喜欢背
a lot of believers like to recite it
恶人的计谋
do not
没关系你翻翻圣经我讲你翻圣经不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不做亵慢人的所谓看到三个东西哈，不从恶人的计谋。
Three things. Blessed is the so do not walk in step with the wicked.
然后不占罪人的道路。
Stand in the way that sinners take.
不坐亵慢人的座位。
Or sit in the company of mockers.
你说这在讲什么吗？
Do you know what it's talking about?
这在讲一个犯罪的过程。
It's talking about the process of sin.
所有的犯罪从一个思想开始。
So all sins come, stem from a thought.
它挑动了我们的情欲望。
It triggered our emotions.
然后呢，就占罪人道路，表明一个 one-time action.
Then we stand in the way of the sinners.
一个行动。
It stands for an action.
但是犯罪一次以后。
But once you sin.
它会带来演变的结果是什么呢？
What will it result in?
你坐下来。
You sit,
成为一种习惯
and make it a habit.
从一个概念开始
starting from a concept,
做了一个犯罪的动作
and acted,
演变成了一种的习惯
then it evolves into a habit.
这是每一个人每一天要面对的现实
this is the reality that each of us face.
包括初期教会的弟兄姐妹
face and also confronting the beginning believers.
包括今天你我在 Rochester 的地方
including you and I here at Rochester.
我们怎么能够去 intervene 把这东西切断呢
How can we intervene and cut the root through?
诗人告诉我们
So the poet said
第二节唯喜爱耶和华的律法
Those who delight in the law of God
昼夜思想
And meditate on his way day and night
为有福
Will be blessed
这边所讲的昼夜思想是什么意思
What does it mean to meditate day and night?
啊，不是说白天到晚上都想啊想啊想啊想啊
Not only to think day and night
不是这个意思
No
诗人所强调的是让上帝的话在你的生活当中成为一个生活方式
Instead he's emphasizing that we need to make God's word a way of life
意思也就是说我所听见的我所知道的帮助我在面对从观念从一个思想进入到要做的一个行动到一个习惯我怎么让上帝的话来掌权主导
In other words, it advocates how we could use God's word to control and direct our mind, action, and life.
所以一个很重要的一个操练
This needs practice.
Guard your heart, or guard your thought. 要保守你的心思意念。现在都在网络当中。
So we are connected through the internet.
It's only one click away, right? Just one click away.
就点一下就可以做很多事。
And you can go anywhere you want.
你就可以
And you can have any pleasure you like.
就可以满足自己想要的。
And you can indulge yourself in any.Sinful way, quote unquote.
甚至可以沉溺于各样的罪。
It's only one click away.
只是点一下就可以。
It all begins with your thought.
全都从思想那个意念开始。
Unless you guard your heart.
除非你保守你的心。
这就是上帝的话语给我们的帮助和力量。
This is the help and strength from God's word.
这三千多人怎么样去抗拒希罗文化给他们的影响呢
How did these 3,000 beginning believers?
他们知道我现在成为了耶稣基督的门徒，我要过一个分别为圣、圣洁的生活。
Now that they are believers, they know that they need to live a separated and holy life.
你靠什么
？How?
向下扎根。
That is to grow downside.
忠心坚守上帝的话。
And hold fast to God's word.
想问问你啊
I wanted to ask you.
这一年多来，差不多两年 ，pandemic 到底给你什么好处
？Over the past one to ten years of pandemic, what good did it bring you?
所有的危机一定带来契机。
All kinds of crises will bring up some kind of opportunities.
所以不要在危机当中埋怨。
So do not complain in the midst of crisis.
乃是要去寻找契机。
But go for those opportunities.
这一年多来，突然间你发觉你的时间很多了。
You might realize that you have a lot of time over the past year.
对不对啊
？Right?
哎呀，很多时间了现在。
A lot of extra time.
Work from home.
从家里工作。
School from home.
或者在家上学。
Anything.From home, at home, from home, at home. 哎，你太多时间喽。
You, 你在家做各种各样的事 ，so you have a lot of time.
Right?
是吗
？I mean, you used to spend a lot of time to prepare yourself, and then you drive yourself to a place and to commit yourself to or something, and now everything just one click away.
可能过去你要花很多的时间去通勤或者去行动，但是你现在只要点一下鼠标就可以做任何事。
你上班要时间嘛，对不对？
You need time to commute, right?
现在在 work from home 就不用上班的上下的时间，你就不用 commute 嘛。
But with working from home, you don't have.
你的时间越来越多了。
Then you get more time.
我不知道这一年多来，你有没有在上帝的话语上追求认识更多
？I'm not sure if you're using this time to know more about God's word.
还是你看更多的电视电影？
Or do you use that time to watch more movies?
看电视电影没错了，我也看的哦。
There's nothing wrong about it.
但是你要带着目的性去看嘛，对不对？你要去成长，你要追求成长嘛。
But watch with a purpose, right? Seek growth.
你读上帝的话吗
？Do you read God's word?
最近一次你打开上帝的话，很严肃的来看是什么时候？
What is the latest time when you opened the Bible to read God's word with a serious heart?
今天早上。
This morning?
对，刚才何牧师帮我打开来。
Yeah,
刚刚读了。
Pastor Ho just opened it up for me.
最近一次你默想上帝的话是什么时候？
So when is the last time you meditated on His law?
最近一次你把上帝的话应用在你的生活、你的职场、你的家庭当中是什么时候
？Or you applied it into your life, your work, and your family.
我们真的要很严肃的来看待。
We really need to take it seriously.
向下扎根。
To grow downside.
这是第一方面的要求。
This is the first requirement.
建造全面健康成长的教会。
To build a healthy and growing church.
第一，向下扎根。
Firstly.Root downside,
忠心坚守上帝的话
and hold fast to God's word. Secondly,
那圣经这边告诉我们
here the Bible says,
在第四十二节和四十七节
in Acts 2:42
提到三件东西
it mentions three things,
他们祈祷
which is to pray,
他们赞美
praise,
然后他们掰饼或者拨饼，你们用掰还是拨
？And break the bread.
拨掰，这个叫做中文的可爱。
So this is the charm of the Chinese language.
当我跟人家说拨饼，他说陈牧师你错了，是掰饼。
Sometimes I read it in one way, then people correct me.
然后以后我在另外地方讲掰饼，他们说陈牧师你错了，应该是拨饼。
I changed my pronunciation at another church. They cracked me again.
所以我不太清楚阿拉西西西是波还是掰。
Then I don't know how you Chinese read it in Mandarin.
那我就讲波还是掰。
So please teach me.
The breaking of bread, okay?
In English, it's just breaking bread.
Okay, 好。那这边所强调的是什么？
So what is it?
无论是赞美，无论是做一个交接，或者是无论是祷告，或者无论是掰或者拨饼
，be it praising, praying, or breaking，
这些强调什么
？What is it emphasizing？
敬虔生活的操练
，that is the practice of a pious life。
这告诉我们第二个重要。
This is a second key point。
第一，向下扎根。
The first key point was to。
第二呢？
Root downside,
向上成长
and the second one is to grow upward.
向上成长
grow upward.
静心操练敬虔生活
and practice piously.
我的大纲很容易记的
It's very easy to remember my outline.
向下扎根
root downside.
忠心坚守上帝的话
hold fast to God's word.
第二
second.
向上成长
grow upward.
静心操练敬虔生活
and.Practice living a pious life.
那无论是祷告也好，敬拜也好，或者是掰饼也好
，be it praying, worshiping, or breaking the bread.
这是一种的属灵的操练 ，spiritual discipline.
This is a spiritual discipline.
但是每一个所强调的属灵的操练，并不是目的。
But each practice of discipline is not the end.
祷告不是为了祷告。
Praying not just for praying.
敬拜不是为了敬拜。
Worshipping not just to worship.
掰饼不是为了掰饼。
Breaking the bread not.
因为所有的操练都会回到一个中心。
Because all the spiritual disciplines will go back to.
那个中心就是耶稣基督。
Which is Jesus Christ.
祷告从来不是要改变我们的上帝。
The purpose of praying is not to change our God.
你听清楚这句话吗？
Did you hear that?
祷告不是要改变上帝。
The purpose of praying is not to change our God.
真正的祷告是让上帝改变我自己。
Real prayers are to ask God to change me.
一个真正祷告的人
A man of prayers
是越像耶稣基督
will become more like Christ.
而不是跟耶稣说我要这个我要这个我要这个我要这个我们祷告呢就是命令上帝来做我们要做的事。
Opposed to asking Jesus for this or that and ordering him to do things for us.
祷告的中心一定是指向耶稣。
The focus of prayers should be pointing to
Jesus
Christ. 敬
拜赞美的中心也是耶稣。
Same with praying and worshiping.
我们很多时候在教会里面我们敬拜赞美。
So a lot of times at church we worship and praise.
叫不出你的名字。Sam, oh yeah, Sam. 我喜欢 Sam 带领的敬拜。
I like the worship led by Sam.
因为敬拜的重点从来不是我们自己。
Because his focus is not on himself or ourselves.
敬拜的中心就是指向耶稣基督。
But rather it's Jesus Christ.
敬拜不是让我们自己感觉的哎呀很爽唱得很过瘾。
So it's not just to make ourselves satisfied through singing.
敬拜乃是我们怎么样谦卑在上帝面前用心灵和真理来把荣耀归于这一位三一的真神。
But rather to humble before God and give glory to this,
把一切的荣耀归于我们的三一真神 a triune God.
Triune God.
Yes, triune God, yes. 那同样的我们讲掰饼。
Likewise with breaking the bread.
饼跟杯。
We have bread and the cup.
那个目的在哪里
What's the purpose?
还是回到耶稣基督
It's still around Jesus Christ
所有的属灵的操练敬虔的操练都是回到耶稣基督的身上
So all that spiritual discipline point back to Jesus Christ
他帮助我们怎么样向上成长
Because he helped us grow upward
这就是初期教会的弟兄姐妹所做的
This is what the beginning believers did
我们不但要向下扎根
We need to not only root downward,
我们向上成长
but also grow upward.
经常的去 engage 这一些所谓的属灵的操练
and intentionally engage with this kind of spiritual discipline.
你注意圣经在46节说
Attention to verse 46.
他们是天天做的
They do this every day.
他们不是每个礼拜天才做一次啊
Not once a week on Sunday.
我们今天是来做礼拜，来做礼拜。
Today we are here for the worship.
所以我们一个礼拜来教会一次，坐下来来做礼拜。
So we come to the church once a week to sit for worship.
特别我们中文呢、Chinese 英文没有办法翻了、中文呢做礼拜很有意思啊，做礼拜。
In Chinese, it has different interpretations.
Yeah, 做礼拜它就可以翻的，做礼拜说、so、you come and you sit down, 做礼拜做礼拜。
One interpretation is to come and sit.
这是我们中文的一个表达方式，做礼拜你就 sit. A spot you choose that used to be your seat without the name tag on it, but every Sunday you come in and you pick the same seat all over again for the last 10 years. Am I right? 那个位置就是你的了，对吗？
So that seat will become yours.
只差那个名字没有贴上去。
You only need a label attached to the seat.
讲到那一天刚好呢，我们有迎新会哈，我们有新的朋友来到我们中间。
So I heard the other day we had newcomers.
然后你迟到了。
If you're late.
那新朋友不知道嘛。
Then those new friends who don't know.
就把你的位置坐了。
Could have taken your seat.
你就走进教会来。
Then you come into the church.
哎呀，怎么把我的位置坐的
？You said, how come they took my seat?
我们习惯了每一个礼拜来做礼拜啊。
So we're used to coming and take a seat.
那圣经这边说他们天天哦。
But here the Bible says they do this every day.
更重要的，请你注意圣经所说的。
And more importantly, attention to this.
他们天天在家里。
It says they stay in their homes.
在会堂。
At the temple.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
信仰就是生活。
Faith is life.
这就是我一直在强调的圣经的真理。
This is what I've been stressing, the biblical truth.
不要把我们的信仰锁在教会里面。
Do not lock our faith inside the church.
若是信耶稣对你来说就是每一个礼拜天来到礼拜堂的话，那你还不明白什么叫信耶稣？
If believing Jesus means to come to the temple, come to the church once a week, then you don't know what it means.
若你认为只有礼拜天来到教会才能够 worship,你还不明白什么叫信靠耶稣。
If you thought only if you come to the church can you worship, then you don't know what.
原来每一天你都可以敬拜我们的主啊。
Actually, you could worship God every day.
我们也需要每一天去经历敬拜主啊。
And we need to experience God every day.
因为我们说耶稣是我们的主嘛 ，right?
He's our Lord, right?
什么叫我们的主的意思
？What does that mean?
就是724。
That means 724, 持续的。
对不对啊？你看711是724，有没有？这边711是724吗？不是哈。哦 ，OK， 这边711跟很多地方不一样了。
So you have 711 here. Is it 724?
没有 part time. 每一个基督徒都是 full time.
So each believer needs to be full time instead of part time.
因为他耶稣是我的主嘛。
Because Jesus Christ is my Lord.
每一天的生活，我要操练怎么样来跟随他。
So devote ourselves to following Him every day.
所以初期的教会的弟兄姐妹，天天无论是在家里或者在圣殿、在会堂里面，都是来去操练敬虔的生活。
So the early believers practiced living a pious life, be it in their homes or at church.
参加祷告会很重要。
It's important to participate in a praying altar.
你若只参加祷告会，自己本身其他的时间不祷告，你是有问题的祷告的人。
If you only pray in those prayer meetings, then there is some trouble in issues.
因为你只有祷告的动作，你没有祷告的生活。
Because you just have the actual praying, you are not living a life of prayers.
Pray is more than a one-time action.
祷告不仅仅是一次性的行动。
But it's a lifestyle.
但是它是一种生活方式。
When you engage in prayer,
当你去祷告的时候
，this morning you just spend 20, 30 minutes and then you kneel up before God and then say something and then interact with Him. It's more than that.
他不只是每天早上来到神的面前跪下来祷告个二十分钟。
As a matter of fact, the moment when you say Amen, you just begin the life in prayer. 当你结束祷告说 Amen 的时候，其实你刚刚开始什么叫做在祷告当中生活。我真的盼望我们弟兄姐妹能够从上帝的话能够有一些的更新的了解。
I truly hope that we can know God's word deeper.
教会要健康。
A church has to be healthy.
是你和我每一个基督徒要健康。
So each of you, each of those believers, you and I need to be healthy.
我们要向下扎根。
We need to root downside.
我们要向上成长。
And grow upward.
而且是天天的。
And every day.
因为信仰一定是生活。
Because faith has to be life.
你知道教会的影响力在哪里吗
？Do you know what is the impact of church？
教会的影响力不在乎每一个礼拜天有多少人在教会里面做礼拜。
It doesn't matter how many people gather in a church to worship on Sundays。
教会的影响力是在乎每一次礼拜过后有多少的基督徒走向社区、走向人群，活出耶稣基督。
The impact should be how many people walk out of this church and go to the community to live a Christian life.
你看见这之间的不同了吗
？Do you see the difference between the two?
我们要向上成长。
We need to grow upward.
因为信仰是生活。
Because faith is life.
每一天我们要委身在，无论是祷告，无论是敬拜，无论是上帝的话。我们要把这些在每一天的生活当中去经历去实践。
We need to devote ourselves to worshiping, praying, and God's word every day and practice it.
能够实情崇拜回到教会感谢主很重要。
Thank God for bringing us back to church in person.
啊，请你记得。
But remember,
当你走出教会的 premises 的时候 ，when you walk out of the church, don't turn around and say, "Thank you, Lord, for a blessed, fruitful day today. I will see you next Sunday."
当你走出教会的时候，不要只是说感谢主啊，因为我今天有一个非常蒙福的生活。我们下周日再见。
Never leave Christ in the church.
不要只是在教会里面活出基督。
Bring him with you wherever you are. Of course, I know this is a bad theology. Okay, I know. 耶稣与我们同在，我知道。
不管你走到哪里去，带上他，我知道这可能只是神学，但是，
我们要操练的是，无论何时何地，我们都要活在耶稣基督的面前。Always live in the presence of God. 这是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
向上成长
to grow upward.
然后呢，这边告诉我们要建造健全面健康成长的教会，第三个重要的要求。
And the third important point of living a building a healthy and growing church is
我们不能向下扎根。
We not only should grow downside,
向上成长
and upward.
第三
but also
向内建造
to grow inward.
你只要注意看42节44到46节
If you look at 42 to 46
圣经这边讲了几个重要的一些词语
We have a few key words from the Bible
彼此交接
Which are to fellowship
凡物共用
To share things
同心合一
And to be together
一起用饭
To eat together
分给个人
and to give those who are in need.
这是第三个要求。
This is the third.
教会要健康成长。
To for church to grow healthily.
我们必须要向内建造。
We need to grow inward.
强调什么呢
？What is it stressing?
爱心强化肢体生活。
That is to
用爱心。去强化肢体生活。
That is to build the body with a loving heart.
向下扎根，忠心遵守上帝的话。
To grow downward and hold fast to God's word.
向上成长，尽心操练敬虔生活。
Grow upward and practice spiritual disciplining.
向内建造，爱心强化肢体生活。
Grow inward and build up each.Other with a loving heart.
圣经特别描述这一些的关系。
The Bible is describing this relationship.
因为这是一个教会的特质。
Because this should be the quality of a church.
教会是一个爱的群体。A church is a community of love. 是一个爱心的群体。
A church is a community of love.
所以我们要注重怎么样在教会的肢体生活里面去落实耶稣的大诫命。
So we should think about how we could live out the commission from Jesus Christ.
The Great Commandment, 大诫命。那么耶稣很强调说，我怎么样爱你们，你们要怎么样彼此相爱。
So Jesus told us to love each other in the way He loved us.
强调我们肢体生活。我们要怎么样彼此的共享，彼此的分享。
He emphasized how we could share with each other in a community.
这是一种的操练。
This is spiritual discipline.
我们需要向内建造。
We need to grow inward.
那要向内建造，要强化肢体的关系。
To grow inward and build the body.
有一个要求。
There's one prerequisite.
假如昨天你有来参加聚会的话
Suppose you are here yesterday.
你一定要刻意跟人建立关系。
You should have built the relationship with each other intentionally.
我们讲嘛，教会是爱的群体。
We say church is a community of love.
那什么叫做爱呢？
What does love mean?
Love is more than feeling, right?
爱不只是感觉，对吗？
Love is a choice.
它是一种选择。
Love is an action.
它是一个行动。
你需要一个具体的一个方式，能够让对方能够感受，能够看见。
We need to help others feel our love and see our love.
你要刻意的走进一个人的生活当中。
We need to intentionally walk into someone's life.
你不可能爱一个人，假如你没有办法认识他。
You cannot love someone but don't know them.
You have to learn to know that person in order you are able to express and convey your love to that person.
你必须要学会去认识一个人，从此你才能够去向他展现表露
你
的爱。
你要刻意的去付代价了。
So you need to intentionally pay the price.
其实我们 RCCC 也不是很大了，对不对哈？
Our church is not a big church.
我们不是五百人的教会嘛，对吗
？We do not have like 500 people.
我们左右这样看，应该知道谁是谁吧 ？Right?
We should know each other if you look left or right, right?
Am I right?Yes or no? Should be, right? 因为教会不多人嘛。
We don't have quite a lot of people.
你知道后面那位是谁吗？后面那位，转过去看
一下。Do you know who's behind you?
看看后面那个是谁？你叫得出那个人的名字吗
？Do you know their name?
Okay. 来看我一下。
Okay, look back to me.
看我。刚才你转回头看的那一位，你说你可以叫出他。坐在你后面那个人的名字，举手。
Raise your hand if you know the one behind you.
Don't feel embarrassed. This is a church, okay? This is a church.
Okay.
再来一次，再来一次。
Once again.
再来一次。All right. 好 ，OK. 你们现在呢？转过头看看你后面的那一位。好，转过头看看。
Turn back to the one.
啊，不要问名字啊 ！Don't ask, don't ask. OK， 好，看我，来。OK， 你现在呢？你说后面的这一位，你认识他？我说认识他，不单是名字，你知道这一个人是谁 ？All right，
all right，
你知道他是谁
？More than their name，
你知道他是谁？我要强调，你知道他是谁哈？他从哪里来？他来教会多久 ？OK， 我是指这个。You know him, not my name. No, you really know that person. OK， 你。后面那一位你知道你认识他了举手
Raise your hand if you
feel OK 放下不需要 feel embarrassed 我坦白告诉你 This is typical
Frankly this is typical 正常见
不在乎教会是五十个人还是五百个人
No matter how big the church is 500 or 50
坐在你后面你不一定认识他
You don't necessarily know the one behind you
Yes, you know him by face. Because the church is only about 100 people. Of course, we walk in and out and you look at each other. Hi. And that's hi. And the relationship is hi. And that's it.
你可能只是记得他的脸，你们的关系就是打个招呼。
Because there is no intention in that relationship.
这种关系里面没有一种刻意。
You don't make any effort to cross, to...Make that cross and then to walk to that person and then to sit down with that person and chit chat with that person and to learn about him or her, the background, the family, the work, whatever. Probably you haven't done that before.
你可能并不会花力气去迈出那一步，坐在他的旁边去问他的家庭、他的工作，去问他的生活。
Even though you have your own seat.
虽然你有自己的位置。
And that person has his or her own seat at your back.
他就坐在你的座位的后面。
And the same manner, you sit together within the same sanctuary, maybe for the past 10 years.
你们说不定就坐前后位坐了十年。
这个很正常哦。
This is typical.
但是不健康。
But it's not healthy.
所以这边教会，圣经这边告诉我们初期教会要向内建造。
So here the Bible says the early church grew inward.
用爱心强化肢体生活。
They built the body, and each other with a loving heart.
我们说教会是爱的群体。
We say a church is a community of love.
可能今天早上。
Probably this morning.
有一个人。
Someone.
来到教会。
Came to church.
他挣扎了很久。
They've been struggling for a while.
他不想来。
It has to come.
他这一个过去这一年来很多的经历。
a lot of struggles over the past year.
很多的痛苦。
A lot of pains.
感觉的无助。
And helplessness.
在教会开放的，可以实体崇拜了。
Now that the church is open, we could meet together in person.
他很不想来。
He still has day to come.
但是圣灵催逼他。
But the Holy Spirit,
他终于走进了教会礼拜堂。
He or she now walked into this temple.
他就坐在你旁边。
And sitting beside you.
我们一起敬拜。
We are worshiping together.
一个半小时过去了。
After 1.5 hours,
我们结束了崇拜。
The service is done.
大家开始散会。
We are dismissed.
他怎么样孤孤单单，心中沉闷，带着沉重的担子来到教会。
How lowly and heavy their heart is when they were walking to this church.
崇拜过后，他一个人孤孤单单的带着沉重的心，仍然一样的走出教会。
With the same feeling, they walked out of this church.
你说可能吗？
Is that possible?
可能。
Possible.
因为他在你旁边。
Because they were beside you.
你一句话都没有跟他谈。
You didn't say anything to them.
That's a church.
这就是教会。
不在乎500人或者50个人。
It doesn't matter if it's 50 or 500.
如果我们相信教会是爱的群体。
If we believe that a church is a community of love.
如果我们相信耶稣给我们的大诫命是要彼此相爱。
And we believe that the great commitment is to love each other.
你要刻意的走进弟兄姐妹的生活当中。
Please walk into each other's life intentionally.
我给你一个功课。
Here I give you a task,
当我们开始恢复实体崇拜。
As we restart meeting in person,
每次崇拜结束以后，
each time we finish this service,
不要马上就开始去找人家讲话。
Please do not approach them immediately.
我说不要找人讲话，不要找那一些人讲话。
I'm saying do not approach those immediately.
五年的、十年的都是找那一批人讲话。
Not the same battle people, be it.
你跟那一批人的话，其实你们周间已经是一直不断的哇塞啦或者其他的讲话了嘛？干嘛？为什么崇拜后还要再找他们讲话呢
？You probably know each other already too well. Why do you approach the same person?
我给你一个功课。
I'm giving you a challenge.
从这个主日开始。
Starting with this Sunday.
崇拜过后。
After the service.
找一个你不认识的。
Approach someone who you don't know.
你可能知道那个脸。
You might know that face.
虽然现在有 mask on, 你还是认得出来了。
And you might know them with the mask on.
你只能知道这个人他的名字。
But you just know their name.
但是你不真正的认识他。
You do not really know them.
给这个人5分钟、10分钟。
Spend like 5 or 10 minutes with this person.
跟他交流分享。
Talk with them and fellowship.
开始去认识了解他。
Start to know them.
然后在结束之前一定要问这一句话。
Before you depart, ask this.
有什么我可以为你祷告的吗？
Is there anything I could pray for you?
不要把这个单单交给何牧师跟崔牧师啊。
Don't just make it the responsibility of Pastor Ho.
教会是个爱的群体啊。
A church is a community of love.
我们每一个人都可以去祝福另外一个人。
Each of us can bless another one.
我们每一个人可以为另外一个人祷告。
We could pray for someone else.
我告诉你，当我们教会这样动起来，
as long as we start acting,
我们的教会要真的带来影响力。
We will make an impact as a church.
向内建造。
Grow inward.
最后，
lastly,
当我们看圣经这边很清楚地告诉我们，在第43节和是47节。
From verses 43 to 47, the Bible clearly told us.
那这边首先呢，说众人都惧怕。
It says, firstly, people were in awe.
这个惧怕在原来的文字是因为他们看见了一些没有办法他们可以明白的东西。
Yeah, it's original words. It means people, were fearful because they saw something they couldn't understand.
就是这一些出信的3000人，他们在生活当中展现一种更新的生命 ，transform.
So these 3,000 people, their life was transformed.
这些未信主人看了以后惊讶。
Those non-believers were in awe.
因为他们无论在什么样的环境里面。
Because in whatever circumstances,
他们都活出耶稣基督的生命。
They could live a Christ-like life.
他们开始去做见证。
They started to witness.
四十七节。
Verse 74.
他们就得众民的喜爱。
47. So
大家对他们有好感。
Favored by people.
然后最后一句话，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Lastly, the Lord added to their number day by day, but those who were being saved.
怎么建造全面健康成长的教会呢？
How can we build a healthy and growing church?
第一，向下扎根。
Firstly, grow downside.
第二，向上成长。
Second, grow upward.
第三，向内建造。
Third, grow inward.
最后
，Lastly,
向外扩展。
Grow, expand outward.
就是成为基督的见证。
And be a witness of Jesus Christ.
意思就是说有生命的见证。
In other words, to have to wit to
刻意的走向人群。
To be a witness and approach people.
在跟人的关系过程当中，让别人有机会能够听见、看见、感受并认识耶稣基督。
Let others know, experience, see and feel Jesus Christ.
这就是一个健康成长的教会。
This is a healthy and growing church.
很不幸的，很多华人教会已经习惯的只向内不向外。
Unfortunately, a lot of Chinese churches they are used to growing inward as opposed to expanding outward.
所以我们就逐渐慢慢的就习惯的只注重内的生活。
So we gradually become used to inner life.
从信耶稣开始，我们就开始操练这种开始 social distancing 的生活。
We started social distancing ever since we started as a Christian.
你有没有注意到？
Did you notice?
你没有啊？那我解释给你听。
No. Okay, let me explain.
自从信了耶稣，
since you believed in Jesus Christ,
你车子坏了。
When your car is broken,
就找一个 Christian mechanic.
You would look for a Christian mechanic.
啊，你牙齿有问题。
You have dental issues.
找一个 Christian dentist.
You look for a Christian dentist.
啊，你想剪头发。
You want to hair.
找一个 Christian barber.
You look for a Christian barber.
什么都是基督徒。
They are all Christian.
自从信了耶稣。
Since you started as a believer.
你就开始 keep social distancing.
You started social distancing.
你的圈子越来越窄。
You have a narrower and narrower community.
窄到一个程度。
To the extent that
左看右看，前看后看，哈利路亚，都是基督徒。
You look around, hallelujah, all people around you are Christians.
我不知道你是不是这样。
I don't know if it's true for you.
但是很多基督徒是这样。
But it's true for many Christians.
所以一讲要做见证，就传福音。
So speaking of witnessing and spreading the gospel,
很难哦。
It's really difficult.
因为他的生活圈子很窄啊。
Because they have such a narrow community.
你叫他向谁做见证啊？
Who to witness to?
他的朋友越来越窄，他朋友圈越来越窄。
They have smaller network.
上班的地方。
In a workplace.
拼命祷告。
They pray hard.
主啊，给一个基督徒的一个同事来。
God, please bring me a Christian colleague.
那我们两个人就可以在一起了。
So that we can be together.
最好去基督徒的公司上班。
I hope I could go to a Christian company.
所以我们越来越窄。
So we have a narrower and narrower
network. 你上班的地方有50个同事。
You might have 50 colleagues in
your workplace. 你是唯一的基督徒。
And you're the only Christian.
你很难过。
It's sad.
为什么你这么孤单？
Why are you so lonely?
你看的都是自己。
You're looking at yourself only.
你忘记了上帝给你 golden opportunity.
You forgot about the golden opportunities from God.
There's only one Christian, and you are that Christian. Among all the non-believers. Hallelujah, you have a golden opportunity to witness for Christ, right? I mean, 你怎么看问题呢？
就这里只有一个基督徒，在这么多人中间，你就是唯一的那个基督徒，这就是神给了很好的机会。How are you looking at this?
教会要全面健康成长。
To grow healthily.
我们一定要向外扩展。
We need to expand outward.
不然教会有布道宣教的事工。
Not only to draw on those ministry services.
而是我们每一个基督徒都应该要向外扩展。
But But also, as individuals, we need to expand outward.
所有福音的见证一定要刻意，我在强调，一定要刻意。
Our witnesses for God should be intentional.
你有还未信主的同事。
If you have non-believer colleagues,
刻意跟他们建立关系。
Build a relationship with them intentionally.
主动的关心他们。
And care for them.
当你听到你的一个同事的他家人生病了。
If you hear your colleague has a family member who's sick,
给他一张的问候卡。
Give them a greeting card.
甚至可能去找他谈。
Or talk to them.
I heard your mom is not feeling well.
我听说你妈妈最近身体不太好。
Is there anything I can pray for your mom?
我可以怎样为她祷告吗？
为什么不想跟她讲话呢？
Why don't you talk to them like
that? The worst scenario is no, I don't need it.
你可能会想，他们会说我不需要。
那没有关系嘛。
It doesn't matter.
但是你已经表达给他知道
least,
我关心你的家人。
At least you've expressed to them you care about their family.
有好多好多的事我们可以参与。
There are a lot of things we could be a part.
教会要健康一定要向外扩展。
To be a healthy church, we must expand outward.
请你记得一个很重要的概念。
Keep this concept in mind.
教会的存在从来不是为了在教会里面的人。
The church exists not only for the people in its dwelling.
教会的存在乃是为了在教会外面的人。
The church exists for people who are outside.
不然的话，教会就成为了一个 club.
Otherwise, a church becomes a club.
Go with membership.
你有会员来就行了。
If you are a member of this church, then you can enjoy all the benefits.
如果你是教会的会员的话，你会有各种福利。
So you must be a member of the church.
所以你必须得是教会的会员。
这跟外面的一些 club 有什么分别呢？
How does that differ from
club outside? 为什么我们在这里？
Why are we here?
为什么上帝把 RCCC 放在 Rochester?
Why did God put RCCC at
Rochester? 不然是我们这一群人。
Or put this community.
还有更多在外面的人。
There are a lot of more people outside.
向外扩展。
Expand outward.
我们一定要刻意的走向人群。
We need to walk to people purposefully.
最后我给大家一个建议。
I have a suggestion for you.
因为我这样做，我知道你也可以这样做。
I'm doing this so that I know you can do this.
我们大部分人在美国都要去做 grocery shopping 嘛，对不对？
A lot of people who are living in the United States
一个两个礼拜，那你就会去 pick up some, you know, daily.Product whatever, 那么你就去买东西啦。
Go grocery, shopping so that you would pick up daily products.
我给你一个 challenge.
I'm challenging you.
不要再去基督徒的 store 了啦。
To avoid going to Christian stores.
就找那一些非基督徒，甚至是非华人的一些的地方。
Go to those local places which are run by non-believers.
Even non-Chinese community.
Even,
all right.我们要心胸宽大，不要只想到 Chinese. No, no, no. Make disciples of all nations. Okay. 好，你去 shopping， 去 identify 一间的 store.
So,
你找出一间的所谓的那个超市了哈。好，你进去里面看看。
So you walked inside.
那它有很多的 cashier， 对不对？
那里有很多收
银员。那你就祷告，然后看。感动上帝要你锁定哪一个 cashier?
You prayed and asked God which cashier He wants you to identify.
最好是男对男，女对女比较好了，比较好。
Probably, if yeah, of the same sex.
你就锁定 same, okay, 锁定他。
If you identified Sam,
你去 shopping.
You're going shopping.
好，出来还钱。
Then you need to check out.
当他在 scan 东西的时候。
While he's scanning your items,
大部分 well-established 的这一些所谓的 grocery store 呢，通常呢，它的 cashier 一定有一个 name tag, right?
很多大型的正规的超市他们的收银员都有名字在胸前。
但是我们华人很奇怪的，从来不看他的 name tag.
But Chinese tend to overlook that name tag.
我们什么时候看他的 name tag 呢？
When do we look at those?
Give me your manager, Sam. Okay.
当我们找经理的时候，
不要 ，No, don't do that. Okay, 看住他的 name tag. 然后叫他的名字。Hi Sam, how are you doing today?
Great.
你就跟他讲话嘛。你知道吗？你做这件事情的，他会非常 surprise.
So if you greet them with their name, they might feel surprised.
可能 Sam 在这边做工已经做了三年了。
He might have been working here for 3 years.
可能是第一次有人叫他的名字呢。
This is the first time he heard people calling his name.
你知道不知道？
You know this?
他是人呢。
He's a person.
不是 machine.
Not a machine.
他有名字。
He has a name.
叫他的名字。
Call his name.
跟他 chit-chat 大概差不多三十秒、五十秒。
So chit-chat for like 30 to 50 minutes.
然后你不管。
Then check out.
Nice meeting you, Sam.
很高兴认识你。
I'll see you next time.
下次见。
Okay. 走了。过了两个礼拜再来 shopping.
So you came back in 2 weeks.
You pick up whatever you want.
挑一些东西。
And you start line up.
又站着。
Regardless of all the other lines, whether it's empty or not, you just wait on that line for Sam.
你不去别的收银员那里排队，只是来找 Sam.
Hi, how are you doing, Sam?
你怎么样 ，Sam？
他一看到他就认得你了。
He spotted you and he knows.
Josh, how are you doing? You see, 你开始 chit chat 了。
那 Josh， 你最近怎么样？你们就开始聊起来。
一个月可能两次。
Probably twice a month.
你用三个月的时间
Then in 3 months,
每一个来两次六次八次
you come here several times,
每一次你回去的时候
each time you walk away,
你特别为 Sam 祷告
you could, pray for Sam.
你多他跟他 chit-chat 多一点你就更了解他多一点
you know more him through chit-chat
你说哎呀陈牧师我不知道要讲什么、我不知道跟他讲什么、
Pastor, I don't know what to say to him.
Chit-chat 嘛什么都可以讲嘛
Just chit-chat, so now.
你不懂得 chit-chat 啊
You don't know how to chit-chat?
那个 New Jersey 的那个 fresh blood, 你知道吗 chit-chat 嘛、哎、呦我们今天早上会下大雨啊 Rochester, you know, I mean chit-chat 嘛、
聊聊附近聊聊周边聊聊天气
Make an effort to have conversation.
就花一些功夫
For the sake of the gospel, you know what I'm saying?
去交谈就是去
Don't give you any excuse.
不要给自己找借口
By faith and just do it.
就凭着信心去做就好。
三个月过后，
三个月in 3 months，
这一次你去的时候，
I'll go to that store。
你要预备买更多比平时大多了一到两倍的东西。
So double grocery list。
因为你要想多花一点钱跟他讲话。
Because you want to spend more time with this cashier。
Hi, Sam, how are you doing?
Sam, 最近怎么样？
再跟他 chit chat。
And chit。Chat.
你注意看他在 scan 那些东西的时候
So while he's scanning
差不多到尾巴还剩下他一点点的时候
When there are only a few items left
问他这个问题
Ask him this
Sam, how are you doing these days?
Sam, 你最近这几天怎么样
I'm just wonder
我觉得很好奇
Is there anything that I can pray for you?
有没有任何事项我可以为你祷告的
可以问吗
Can you ask this?
Sure.
当然了。
Again, the worst scenario is no, but that's it, all right? You don't lose anything.
最差他就是很嫌弃。
Who knows, he would say. Yeah,
但
life is tough.
你不会失去任何东西。他可能会说啊，生活好艰难。
你不要马上说 OK, 好，我先为你祷告。
你不要直接上去就给他按收到。
不要打扰别人工作的时间。
Don't interrupt their work.
你马上预备好你的either你自己的卡片或者写一张字条你的名字跟你的电话号码
This is the time you can hand them a card with your name and your phone number
Sam, I appreciate you telling me Please give me a call
Sam, 谢谢你告诉我这些请你一定打电话给我
把那个字条把那个 business card 交给他
Hand your business card to him
And before you leave
在走之前
SamRemember, Jesus loves you.
Sam, 记得哦，耶稣爱你。
你不知道圣灵会怎么工作。
You don't know how and why the Holy Spirit works.
可能那天晚上你就收到电话。
But on that night, you probably received a call.
可能一个礼拜你收到电话。
And another call in 1 week.
可能一个月后 ，Sam 打电话给你。
One more call.
可能他从来没有打电话给你。
He probably never called you.
你继续交托给主。
You kept lifting this up to God.
继续去买。
Kept kept your groceries shopping and building relationship with him. And see how God led you.
Maybe 6 months down the road. Maybe 6 months down the road.
或许六个月。
And you guys start having coffee together. I don't know.
Didn't cut here.
就大家可以去 Starbucks 啦 whatever. I mean, 我的意思是说，你和我一定要走出去。
So my point is, we need to cross that line.
很多方法。
There are a lot of ways.
但是你要刻意。
But you have to be purposeful.
那当我们教会虽然我们人数不是这么多我们不是说要很多但是当我们都向外扩展的时候上帝会把得救的人加给教会
Even though we do not have a large number in this church but if each of us as individuals could expand outward people will add to us each day those who are being saved
我们不是为了人数
Not for the sake of the number of believers
但是我们是关注是那一些上帝要拯救的人
But focusing our eyes on those who God wants to save
向外扩展
Expand outward
记得四个要求
So remember there are four points
向下扎根
Root downside
向上成长
Grow upward
向内建造
Grow inward
向外扩展
Expand outward
每一个你每一个我都应该参与在其中。
And I has to be part of it.
那我们就要看上帝透过 RCCC 来去祝福我们的 community.
And we'll be waiting on God, to see how He uses us to, bless our community.
Chinese and Chinese beyond.
不只是在华人中，还在华人之外。
让耶稣的名被高举。
Then God, the name of Jesus Christ will be lifted.
我们成为更多人的祝福。
And will become a blessing to more people.
记得那个关键。
Remember the key.
不是你能或者不能。
It's not about how you can or cannot.
因为上帝把所有的能都给了你。
God has already blessed you with His power.
所以不是能或者不能。
So it's not how you can or cannot.
而是你肯或者不肯。
But rather, if you are willing or not.
你若肯。
If you will.
你要见证上帝的能力彰显在你的身上。
You are going to witness the manifestation of God's glory in you.
你肯吗
？Will you?
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你把这一段经文赐给我们。
Father Lord, thank you for giving us this scripture.
我们谦卑领受。
We accept your message with humble heart.
按照你的话语建造全面健康成长的 RCCC.
And to build a healthy and growing RCCC according to your word.
我们一同高举耶稣。
We uplift Jesus Christ.
我们一同追求成长。
And pursue growth.
我们一同走向人群。
And walk to the crowd.
最终叫万民成为耶稣的门徒。
To make disciples of all people in all nations.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
奉靠耶稣的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.